Hi, this is Phoebe from Heaven the X, and you're listening to IRC FM Metal Mondays. Woo!
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode number 22 of IRC FM Metal Monday, that you can hear each and every Monday on IRC FM and also on Trax Radio. For all the information about the show, you can go to IRCFMMetalMonday.com. On this particular episode, we're going across the ditch to New Zealand. Of course, I'm here in Sydney, Australia, and to my east, about a 3-hour plane ride away, is New Zealand. Now, traditionally for me, I've had some interest from some New Zealand bands, but most of the Kiwi bands that I've found in my general shows have been bands that I've found by my music partners. However, my music partners, they don't seem to have a lot of Kiwi metal. So I was looking around the interweb and I found a Facebook page called New Zealand Metal Army, and I posted there, and then I got to speak to Anna from Rare Breed Records based on the Gold Coast, and she provided me with a whole heap of links for Kiwi bands that she knows of and deals with. And so I busily got onto Facebook and approached all of the bands that you're about to hear on today's episode, and so I have a lot more Kiwi metal now than I used to, which is absolutely great. So we've got some great Kiwi metal for you from various parts of New Zealand. We're going to start off with a band called Tainted, who are from Christchurch. Equipped with two outstanding albums, The Awakening in 2006, Carved and Created in 2008 under their belts, Tainted's commitment and determination and overwhelming musical presence has earned them the title of one of New Zealand's finest metal acts. They have had radio play on The Rock in New Zealand and Triple J in Australia, and they've also had airplay on C4 Juice TV. They are well on the way in becoming a historical name in New Zealand metal history. Their initial formation was in 2001, but they didn't play their first show until 2005, opting to record demos first and to secure the right lineup. They've played at some festivals as well. They've opened for Metallica, Iron Maiden, and they've played at Southern Amp twice, which is the South Island's biggest multi-stage outdoor music festival. They've also played at the 2010 Auckland Big Day Out, and many international support to New Zealand tours with the likes of Trivium, Whitechapel, Unearth, Lord, Arch Enemy, Fear Factory, Parkway Drive, The Sword, Misery Signals, and more. From Tainted, we're about to hear a song which sounds very much unlike them, actually. This is called Worthless. You're listening to episode 22 of IRC FM Metal Monday, IRCFMMetalMonday.com. Thanks, Modus.
Bye. This is Dave Evans on IRC FM. This station rocks!
Yeah! Hello, everybody. This is Rolly from the Dark Compass Metal Show, and you're listening to Irk's Metal Monday.
You're listening to Irk FM Metal Monday, the invasion of the New Zealand Metal Army. And that last song was called Even a Broken Clock is Right Twice a Day. I was sort of wondering when that was actually going to get a mention in the song title. And it did there, right at the end. But that was a cool song anyway. That was by Every Man for Himself. Prior to that, we heard Instinctual Sacrifice by Horoset, and before that, we heard The Alchemist by El Shalong. El Shalong was actually suggested to me by Pete, the drummer from Domino, one of my favourite Sydney rock bands. I put a message on Facebook that I was searching for Kiwi metal, and then he says, well, why don't you contact El Shalong? So I did. So thanks, Pete, for the heads up there. So El Shalong was founded in Dunedin. Very nice. I've seen lots of photos of the Dunedin area on TV and on the internet. Very nice area. El Shalong was founded in Dunedin. Welcome back to Irk FM Metal Monday, episode number 22. The New Zealand Metal Army invades, for lack of a better term, and it's absolutely great to be able to play some awesome Kiwi metal. Because I always thought that there was some, but I just didn't have access to it. In that set, we heard the last song, Even a Broken Clock is Right Twice a Day. I was wondering when that was going to come into the actual song. That was by Every Man for Himself. Prior to that, we heard Instinctual Sacrifice by Horoset. And prior to that, we heard the song The Alchemist by El Shalong. El Shalong was actually suggested to me by Pete, the drummer from Sydney rock band Domino. I put a message on Facebook basically saying that I was looking for Kiwi metal, and Pete suggested that I check out El Shalong. So I did. Formed in Dunedin in 2003, they cut their teeth and learnt their craft in the city's do-it-yourself student punk metal scene before moving to the country's capital in 2005. Wellington saw a change in style that moved from quirky to upbeat and to more heavy and complex. The album The Baddies Are Coming was recorded in April 2008 and received very good reviews worldwide. El Shalong moved to London in August 2008, where they forged themselves a place in the underground scene. At the end of 2010, they packed their bags and set off for the Southern Hemisphere again. Time Place was recorded in New Zealand and was released in May 2010, a snapshot of their 2 years in London. The album expels a darker and slightly foreboding mood and further explores the band's fascination with dynamic movement. In 2011, they completed the next step in their what they've called their slowest world tour ever by relocating to Berlin, Germany. From Berlin, they toured extensively, playing 31 cities across Europe and the UK, bringing their touring total to up to 47 cities around the world. That was El Shalong. After that, we heard from Horoshit, and they are working on new material as we speak. They are from Napier. The members joined together in a previous band called Midnight Metal Symphony in 2008 and were already touring around New Zealand when two of the five members left. In 2009, influenced by rock and metal legends such as Pantera, Megadeth, Skid Row and Alice in Chains, the remaining three members redefined and refined the musical direction of the band and changed the name to Horoshit. In November 2010, the band entered and won the City Showcase New Zealand Festival. This gave them plane tickets to fly halfway around the world, and they'll be touring Europe in 2012. The band recorded their first official release in mid-2011 in the form of a three-track EP. So that's quite cool. So that was Horoshit. And then after that, the last band that we heard, Every Man For Himself, they're from South Auckland. For over half a decade, South Auckland's Every Man For Himself has been working non-stop in establishing themselves as an unstoppable force in the New Zealand metal and hardcore circuit. Playing a style of music influenced strongly by many hardcore and metal acts of the new millennium, complemented by the band's very own distinctive approach to heavy music and refreshingly unconventional ideas, they have managed to create a crushing blend of metal, hardcore and grind laced with intricate melodies. And so from South Auckland, that was Every Man For Himself. Next up for you, we have a band called Machete Justice, and the song that you're about to hear is called South of the Border. It seems rather appropriate, actually, when it comes to a name like that, and we're talking about a New Zealand band in the Southern Hemisphere. All of the artists, of course, today coming to you from New Zealand doesn't necessarily mean that they're there at the moment, but they are of a current New Zealand residence, or they have been. They're from Tooraranga, and they are a band who wants to bring their brand of metal to the world. Coming from the small but underestimated country, New Zealand, it can be a hard road for metal bands, but Machete Justice love a challenge. Their music takes inspiration from the heavy metal and hard rock bands of the 90s, and blends those influences with a fresh approach to songwriting that has been sorely lacking from the genre for too long. Since forming over a year ago, they have recorded and released their debut album Reversion and lined up gigs with the heavyweight of New Zealand metal, with a view to take their music over the seas in 2012. Not surprisingly, some of their influences, Metallica, Alice in Chains, Black Sabbath, Pantera, Faith No More, Lamb of God, and more. So from New Zealand, we have Machete Justice, and their song is called South of the Border. Thanks, Matus.
Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are
Foundry Road.
And you can find us at
foundryroad.com.
And you're listening to
IRC FM.
Yeah.
Battle!
Deadfest 2012, Valve Bar Tempe, 10th of March 2012. Deadman, who's playing?
We got Lab 64 headlining, Empirical, War Faction, Jaded Empire, Emotus, Namaza, Tensions Arise, Domino, Foundry Road, and NASJAP.
Get on it. Don't hate Deadman because he's metal.
We'll be right back.
from Wellington, that was indeed Evil in Eden with their song called To the Void We Awaken. Prior to that, we heard Respawn with their song In Waves. And starting that set, we had Ward 10 with their song Version 1.10 To Be Normal. And then before that, of course, we had Machete Justice with their song South of the Border. Evil in Eden from Wellington in New Zealand. And it's hard to believe that it's already been a year since the Christchurch earthquakes last year in 2011. Evil Eden is a revolution formed by the need for epic, face-melting, bone-crushing, progressive metal. Evil in Eden have progressed through the genres to bring you the sonic adventure that befalls you. They combine elements of thrash, metalcore, punk and prog. Their first single, Throne of Deceit, throws you straight into the chasms of a soldier's mind waging a war between his loyalties, duties and obligations. Prior to that, we heard from Respawn, and they come to us like all of the other bands from New Zealand. These guys are from Auckland. Their influences include Lamb of God, Dream Theater, Slipknot, Metallica, Divine Heresy, Tool, A Perfect Circle, and a lot more. Their band interests include band stuff, Jager bombs and other alcoholic beverages, cartoons, Family Guy, The Simpsons, South Park, etc., normal people, weird people, and more. And their debut album, Divisionary, is available from JB Hi-Fi stores nationwide, presumably in New Zealand, but quite possibly here in Australia as well. Prior to that, we heard from Ward 10, and Ward 10 were formed in 2002 in Auckland. They have been making waves and playing to enthusiastic, enthralled, and at times sickened crowds ever since. They are anything but conventional, with 50-minute songs. Wow, a 50-minute song. And a backing track of beats, including samples, bizarre noises, and even a trumpet solo. Plus, where else are you going to see a gimp playing an electrified cello? Ward 10 will play anywhere, anytime. But for a band as unconventional as Ward 10, success in the New Zealand Battle of the Bands would seem like an uphill struggle. But yet, being far removed from what would be considered mainstream and radio-friendly, the band made it through to the regional final 4 years running. And so that was Ward 10. We're going to continue on now with our next band, and they are called Minka Krinst. And since the release of their EP, they've had to put their stage time on hold. Now, I'm not sure how true this actually is, but it's quite interesting. John and Slade were left to fend for themselves after Jezza injured his ankle in an unfortunate ladder incident, restricting his punchy double kicks. 2 months later, and ready to practice again, accident-prone Jezza caught his drumstick-wielding hands alight in a blazing kitchen fire. In the downtime, John was able to form two new riffs, which Slade accompanied with dirty bass. Finally, ready for Jezza's triumphant return after 3 months, the trio are now putting together the finishing touches to their new song. So 2012 will be explosive with new songs, new lead, more gigs, and in more places, and a new hard-driven attitude. Hopefully their drummer won't catch fire. So we're about to hear from Minka Krinst, and the song we're about to hear is called Directed Aggression. Thanks, Mattis.
of the slime and darkness it comes to inflict its life-destroying poison on the careless, the unwary, the unprotected.
www.facebook.com/empiricalmetalband. Peace.
from Auckland. That was Just One Fix with their song When the Knife Comes Down. And that was rather cool. There was a really catchy melody to that one. They are a four-piece from Auckland who were formed in late 1999. Since then, they have been fortunate enough to play with international titans such as Megadeth, Hell Yeah, Korn, Biohazard, as well as other local heavyweights. Their first album was called The Price of Salvation, released in 2007. Their new lineup was the first New Zealand metal band to play Vector Arena. They have played at Mammoth Metal Fest in 2008, Big Day Out 2009, numerous HMHR Metal Fest, and in late 2009 they went into their studio to record their second album, Blood Horizon. Blood Horizon was released in March 2010. Before that, we heard from World War 4 with their song called Ghost. Prior to that, we heard from Heathen Eyes with their song Leech, and opening that set, we heard from Mirica Crinst with their song Directed Aggression. So let's tell you about Heathen Eyes. They're also from Auckland. They are a four-piece alternative metal band from Auckland. They regularly gig and tour, and they're actually coming to Australia in the middle of March. They are a strong live act and have been developing their sound over the last 2 years. The demos recorded in 2010 have been available to purchase and download through the band and online. In 2011, the band played more often, supporting international acts, and have made it through the New Zealand section of the Global Battle of the Bands, which is quite cool. One of the reasons they're in Australia is actually to perform in the 2012 Australasian Finals, which I hope we actually might be going to in March. So that will be rather cool. That was Heathen Eyes. Minkra Crinst, by the way, they're from Dunedin. I did actually click onto their bio page. They started in the winter of 2009. They won the South Island Heat of the National Battle of the Bands in 2011, and in September 2011 they supported Brazilian metal legends Evanescence and New Zealand's own Dark Light Corporation. They were coming up a bit later on the Guns at Dawn tour in Queenstown, Dunedin and Invercargill. So we also heard in that set, no, we didn't hear anyone else in that set at all. We're about to hear from another band, another New Zealand band, of course, with the name of this episode. We're going to hear from In Dread Response. Now, let me guess, do you think that they might be from Auckland, Wellington, Dunedin, Christchurch, maybe? I think we'll find out very, very shortly. In fact, if I just go up here, In Dread Response are from Auckland, formed in 2005. They're a melodic death metal quintet who have earned their title as the flag bearers of this genre in New Zealand. They set out to create an ambitious amalgamation of gloom, thrash and death metal, underscored with a dark dynamic atmosphere with an unmistakably cinematic quality. This sonic Molotov cocktail, combined with a highly energetic, aggressive and somewhat theatrical stage presence, ensures that the band raises the roof at every venue that they perform at. So this is indeed In Dread Response, and the song that we're about to hear from them is called Watchtowers. Thanks, Mattis. Hold your friend while you feel like you're falling. You're listening to episode 22 of Irk FM Metal Monday, coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Monday on Irk FM, also on Trax Radio. Don't forget that if you have an iPhone, an iPad, or an Android, you can get Pocket Cast by Shifty Jelly, and then you can download this show and many others with no restrictions, no tethers, no limits, no problem, no borders. That's Pocket Cast by Shifty Jollies. You'll see a link on the website. We just heard there from Decimated King. They are a local Christchurch band, all under the age of 18 and very keen for gigs. They play full original black and death metal styled music. And the song that we heard from those guys was called Disease. Got a great sound for a band under 18. Prior to that, we heard from Mr. Cripple Onion, and the song that we heard there from Mr. Cripple Onion was called Anti-Gravity. And Cripple Mr. Onion, rather cool name for a band, I have to say. They're located in Auckland, and they produce music best characterized as primarily heavy, atmospheric, and progressive. Their sound has been described as spellbindingly beautiful 1 minute and then violently cataclysmic the next. The diverse Cripple Mr. Onion spits forth to the ever-growing and devoted life following a charge with primal, tribal beats, haunting harmonies, and expansive atmospheric textures, each song becoming an individual living entity with its own unique qualities, evoking organically to often epic proportions. They have destroyed stages along with bands such as Motorhead, She Had, Blindspot, 8 Foot Savitar, The D4, and Stylus. Originally from Christchurch, the band relocated in Auckland in 2006. So the last band that we're about to hear from on this episode, I've actually played them before. They're the one Kiwi band that I'd managed to find via Airplay Direct. They're called Darklight Corporation. Hard, heavy, and industrial, Darklight Corporation still remains a pop influence simplicity. The guitar-based rock is injected with electronica to create a sound that's melodic but never light. Accessible but for those who like music with a wrecking ball riff. They're actually fronted by a Brazilian, but they're based in New Zealand. And together for just over a year, they've released their debut album with well-known marketing distribution company Isaac Promotions and Universal Music New Zealand, and the album is selling solidly. And the band's also been featured on college radio in the US. So from Darklight Corporation now, to take us out, we're about to hear from them with their song Nail Bomb. And I'll be back to wrap things up straight after this. Thanks, Matus.
Left.
Welcome back. This has been a great episode of IRC FM Metal Monday. Lots of Kiwi metal on next week's show. We're going to feature women in metal, and then after that, it'll be a Dead Fest special coming to you from the Valve Bar at Tempe. So, of course, we heard there from Darklight Corporation making a return to IRC FM Metal Monday, which is absolutely awesome. If you're a band and you would like your music featured here on IRC FM Metal Monday, you can. All the information you need to know is at IRCFMMetalMonday.com. You can also check the website to see if I've played you already. I'm up to episode 22 and programming for episode 23 and 24. So you might have a sneak preview of what indeed is coming up and who indeed is coming up. The majority of the music on this episode was supplied directly by the artist. Thank you to Anna from Rare Breed Records, and also thank you to the New Zealand Metal Army for all of their assistance in putting this episode together. Thank you to the various people in the various bands who have supplied me with tracks. It's been absolutely awesome. On this episode, we have heard from Tainted, El Shalong, Horoshet, Every Man for Himself, Machete Justice, Ward 10, Respawn, Evil in Eden, Minka Christ, Heathen Eyes, Just One Fix, World War 4, In Dread Response, Cripple Mr. Onion, Decimator King, and Darklight Corporation. Don't forget, you can tune in each and every Monday on IRCFMMetalMonday.com. There's players on the show notes and also on the sidebar. But because it's a podcast, you can download and listen to Metal Monday whenever you want. And if you're a new listener, you can also go back and listen to previous episodes. Maybe find one with your favourite band and then go from there. And if your favourite metal band isn't on there, I might not know about them, so let me know and then I can approach them. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license, registered in Australia. Music is played with direct permission from the artist or under various agreements with various music content providers. I'm Irk, thank you very much for listening, and see you next time. If you like your music a little bit softer as well, don't forget to check out Irk FM Australia, IRCFMAustralia.com, and IRCFM International, IRCFMInternational.com, for some more great music from Australia and beyond. Till next time, I'm Irk. Thanks for listening, and good on Interweb. Thanks, Midas. Don't hate me because I'm metal.